We read today from Mark's Gospel. This is Mark, it's chapter 14. We're going to read verses 27 through 31. So Mark 14, 27 and 31. Jesus said to them, "All of you will run away and leave me. For the scripture says, God will kill the shepherd and the sheep will all be scattered. But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you." Peter answered, "I will never leave you, even though all the rest do." Jesus said to Peter, "I tell you that before the rooster crows two times tonight, you will say three times that you do not know me." Peter answered even more strongly, "I will never say that even if I have to die with you." Never say that. And all the other disciples said the same thing. Praise be to God for the reading of the word. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the stories of Jesus, even the ones that disturb us some, because all of it together just shows his glory, shows who he is as your Son and as God in the flesh. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you go back and read in the chapter before this one, you'll discover that Jesus had just been with all of the disciples in what we call the upper room, and they had had a meal, they had had communion. They didn't even know it was called communion because it was the very first time, but that's what it was. And in that process, Jesus said something that startled them right to their core. He said, "All of you will desert me." Now, this is a group of men, and there were others that followed with, both male and female, that they would never think of leaving Jesus. But Jesus, of course, when he said that, was pointing to the crucifixion, because that was coming in just a little while for him. This was perhaps the hour of Jesus' greatest need, the arrest, the fake trial, the crucifixion. And when you're really hurting, what do you really want to have with you, family and friends? And they were all going to run away. In the Old Testament, the prophet Zechariah was given this message, and it speaks to Jesus, but it talks in terms of the sheep and a shepherd, because in Zechariah 13 it says that the sheep will be scattered. But you know, in the midst of all of that, there's always hope. Because remember what I just read, Jesus said, "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." And he was saying, not necessarily, "I'm going to get there before you do." He was saying, "I'll meet you in Galilee, and in the resurrection, I'll continue to lead you." In what he said, Jesus took on the role of a prophet. He said, "It's inevitable you're going to run away from me." And when Jesus said that, he spoke with devastating honesty to those who heard him. He doesn't rationalize their mistake. He doesn't ease their guilt. David, I'm thinking I'm running out of battery, so let's use this. Jesus confronted head on the sad behavior of the disciples. When I first came to Neenah and my family came along, I worked for a metal fabricating company. And there were new employees that would join the company every once in a while. And one in particular sticks out in my mind. He had a wonderful resume. We were expecting great things of him, and boy, did he turn out to be a dud. He really was not good at all at what he was supposed to know. Several of us tried to help him out, help him get through to him just how bad he was at doing his job. And one day, the shop foreman sat him down and told him bluntly, right to his face, that he wasn't doing a very good job. But the shop foreman was a very, very wise man. I've known him forever. His name is Don. I like him. And that foreman said, I'm gonna put you together with a partner. And you'll work with him for a while, and then he can show you how to do what you're supposed to be doing. And do you know that was the very thing that helped that man? Having a partner that knew already what he was supposed to be doing. And it just took some very straight talk from the foreman, and the knowledge that the company was not going to give up on him in order for the man to be on the right track. And he was a most valued employee over time. Remember, we talked about the prophet Zechariah, that full saying. It comes from Zechariah 13:7. Says this: strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Well, we know that a flock of sheep will stay together as long as there is a shepherd to lead them. But if the shepherd leaves for one reason or another, that would be really unusual. But if a shepherd is struck down, then the sheep, they wander off by themselves and they go through a time of being lost. It's a time of great trial for them. It's a time of refining. Well, in this discussion, Jesus is using sheep as a word, but he's really talking about the believers in Jesus. But you know, the refining process that the disciples went through would make them stronger when they came back together once they had a shepherd again in the resurrection. The disciples, when they heard what Jesus had said, were stunned. They were more stunned when they watched what happened and Jesus with his death on the cross. And yet, ultimately, because they had a partner, Jesus the Christ, they would go on to begin a ministry that stands with us today. The kingdom of God as we know it. Now, I don't want you to think that Zechariah was always given bad news for the people by God, because he also was given this. This is Zechariah 13:9. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God. You and me, sometimes we're like the disciples. Things will come along in our lives that will cause us to run away from Jesus. We will think that a particular situation is way too hard. And then we ask, why, Jesus? Are you allowing this kind of testing, this kind of trouble in my life? And then we become confused, just like lost sheep. Do you know, there's nothing so helpful as getting a straight talking to from someone that's totally dedicated to your well-being and your growth. The straight talk that Jesus gives can help untangle a lot of emotional knots in families, in your workplaces, among your friends. Jesus was saying to the disciples in that day, and it speaks to us even now today, he was saying, I know you're weak, you're vulnerable, and you're mistaken. It's not okay. And you ought to worry about it. But I love you. And I'm willing to forgive you. We don't serve a God of only one chance. This brings us to another point of the message. Be very careful with what you deny. Because in this very same passage of Scripture, here's Peter, brave, bold Peter, and he says, you know, even though those others will run away, I will never do that. He says, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. But Peter didn't realize at the time, but his own pride in himself and his own strength was about to get him in trouble with the one he loved most. Depending on which scripture you read, it's three crowings of the rooster or two, but Peter's going to deny Jesus three times. Peter had all these grandiose protests, and we know what happens. He was scared. He was concerned that he might suffer the same fate as Jesus, and that causes him to act in the way that Peter never said he would act. Peter said, it would never happen, Lord. And yet it did. So do we deny Christ in our time? You and me? Sometimes. Maybe it's because we keep ourselves so busy that we don't take time to spend with Jesus, to pray with him and for him and important things in our lives. And maybe we don't spend time reading about him. There's a marvelous book that's been published about him. It's called the Bible. Maybe we deny him in not keeping our minds pure. What is it that we watch on TV? Or the movies that we go to? Or the music that we listen to? We deny Jesus when we don't make time for our spouse and our children. Maybe sports have become so important in our lives that church has to take second place. So this season of Lent, I challenge you to intentionally spend time in developing a greater relationship with Jesus. Ask Jesus to show you the things in your life that you have been doing that work in ways to deny him. Deny his place in your life as Lord and Savior. And then be willing and determined to change. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. But that's not the end of the story, is it? Because we read with joy that after the resurrection, Jesus restored Peter 3 times. I want to leave you with a word of encouragement this morning. If you recognize that you have ever denied Christ, oh, don't despair. Don't hang on to that. You see, God is in the business of working in us to restore us to our right relationship. Hear these words. This is Jeremiah, a different prophet, but the Lord spoke to him and said, tell the people. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. The Israelites, they were always getting in trouble with God, weren't they? And yet, time after time, God gave them the chance and he gave them the promise that he could restore them, and he did. And they could continue on in their lives. They could continue on joyfully dancing because they knew that their God was their God. I'm grateful that you and I can know that also.